Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We got a lightning round this bad boy, but before we do, as you know, it's lunchtime. The Adam Carriker Show on The Ticket, sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue, now with two locations at 11th and Cornhusker and at 61st and Apples Way, right off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burn-in sandwich, biscuit burrito, barbecue nachos, full slab of ribs, half-smoked chicken, and much, much more, plus incredible size. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located at 11th and Cornhusker and at 61st and Apples Way, just off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. All right. Two quick final things on the offensive line. We have a big offensive line. We have an experienced offensive line coach in his fourth year. And we have a lot of guys who were highly recruited coming out of high school. From four stars, et cetera, all Army All-American games. The talent potential is there. Let's see. Again, Maryland's number one in the Big Ten in sacks. Let's see what we can do this weekend. We need to make strides now. All right, Jake. Did I extend my lead on you this weekend? Is it now like a molly-whopping 15 games? What is it now?
No, actually, we both went 3-2 this weekend.
I want to recount.
You picked Cincinnati correctly. You picked Bama correctly. Mm. You picked Miami correctly. You picked Texas. How dare you?
I did.
And you picked Maryland.
I'm ashamed. Yeah. Not of Maryland, but of Texas.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just going to throw this out there and then walk away from it. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
We have a better record in Florida State. All right, now. I'm rooting for Tony. Not everybody down there, but I'm rooting for Tony. All right. We didn't play Miami either. So there's a couple of things to factor in. We didn't play Miami or Alabama, so that does factor in there, although they beat Alabama. But let's talk about a couple of things. So are we tied, or do I have a one-game lead on you overall?
I believe we're tied because I caught up the previous week.
I thought I had a one-game lead.
I think you did before last week.
I really want to recount now. All right. Texas and Florida. Florida. The coach is all but a goner. 1-3 at the time, just humiliated with all their losses this year. I mean, Miami just curb stomped them, USF. I mean, they can't beat another team in the state of Florida. So at least, you know, Coach White and the boys will get another win later on this year. But they beat Gagne U, who's no longer even ranked. Preseason number one. They were number 9 when they lost at Florida. Now they're unranked. I genuinely feel bad for Arch Manning. He's genuinely struggling. He genuinely seems like a good dude, and the hype was genuinely not his fault. I genuinely, I'm just going to say that word a ton now, really like him, can't stand the burn orange. So I feel bad for him, but I'm happy for this result otherwise. How about you?
I like how you went through that. Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything personally against him either, but I like to watch Texas lose. So, yeah, I agree.
All right, The upset of the frickin' millennium, man. Penn State. What was it, the first time a top 10 team lost to an 0-4 team? What was it, since 1986 or something like that?
Yeah.
I didn't make note of it. I just randomly saw it on social media. They were behind 27-7 at halftime. Were you aware of this? 27-7, they were losing. They were outgained 282-92 at halftime. They come back, make it an interesting game. They end up losing 42-37. This is a UCLA team that hasn't had a 100-yard rusher all year. By the way, Nico Imaliava finally decided to earn his money, played out of his mind really well. They hadn't led for 1 second all year. UCLA hadn't led for 1 second all year. Do you know they didn't trail for 1 second in this game versus Penn State? This is one of the reasons that college football is my favorite sport in the world. Rick Neuheisel's son, Jerry Neuheisel, congratulations to him. What an epic moment. The field storming, all 10 people to storm the field. It would have been better had you not stormed the field. And that, I mean, wow. By the way, if UCLA beats Penn State and nobody's there to see it, did it really happen? I'm just saying. What a win for UCLA. Now people are like, oh, Deshaun Foster is really that awful. I mean, I don't know about that. I don't know about all that. I will say this. This is what happened. When I tell people names, players aren't just names and faces on a video game. Like, you don't always play at 100%. Sometimes you play at 104 for whatever reason. Sometimes you play at like a 69. That was Penn State. And UCLA played at 104. That's what makes this game so much fun, is the human being unpredictable element. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back tomorrow. DeMorne Pearson will be joining me. Of course, producer Jake. We'll talk more Nebraska. Start looking ahead to Maryland. Go Big Red. And always remember, it's a Victory Monday. So throw the bones.